Thanks, 10-4.
You're listening to radio news about radio waves. Headlines from the ether. Headlines. This is Tom Rowe with the radio news about radio waves. The media is full of predictions this fall that radio-controlled drones would be one of the most popular gifts this holiday season. Congress got prepared too, giving the Federal Aviation Administration a September 30th deadline to develop and implement a plan for, quote, the safe integration of civil unmanned aircraft systems into the national airspace system, unquote. Until recently, the FAA had few rules designed just for toy model airplanes, and the Federal Communications Commission also lacks regulations for the radio-controlled vehicles. The FAA also realized it really has no way to register all drones, as they already have not been able to deal with the more than 2,000 requests for registrations they've gotten. Of course, the FAA missed that congressional deadline of September 30th, but it just issued a, quote, clarification, unquote, on registration and recommendations for drones from a 27-member task force filled with representatives, companies making and selling radio-controlled drones, and the aviation industry. The panel recommended that all drones get registered by logging into a website asking for limited information without a filing fee. The registrant would get an ID number to put on their aircraft. Non-registrants would pay fines under the proposal, and there would be a sliding charge of up to $25,000 for intentional violators, like recent attempts to smuggle contraband into prisons via drones. The Electronic Privacy Information Center says the proposal does not go far enough, as they want to require drone operators to register contact information and also surveillance capabilities that the drone may have. The group also proposes that drones should also broadcast their registration numbers. This is Tom Rowe reporting for Wavefarm Radio and WGXC.